1320 WILS, I'm Michael Cohen. Well, the CDC, for the first time, publishing the first national standards for prescription painkillers. My next guest has been calling this for many years. Dr. Andrew Kolodny joins us, Director of Physicians for Responsible Opioid Prescribing. Dr. Kolodny, great to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
And at what point in your career did you suddenly realize, hey, this is a problem?
I actually started my career, my first job was in public health, and I was working on overdose deaths for New York City. And at the time, this was a while ago, overdose deaths were affecting inner city poor communities where there had been a heroin problem. Mm-hmm. It was while working on that issue that this new opioid crisis affecting mainstream white America, suburbs and rural areas, started to creep up and get worse each year for the past 15 years.
What are the numbers today? What kind of growth have we seen in opioid deaths?
Well, since 1999, more than 250,000 Americans have died from opioid overdoses, mm-hmm. 200,000 from prescription opioids, and about 50,000 from heroin. And keep in mind that prior to 1999, overdose deaths from opioids were very rare. Mm-hmm. What happened is that the medical community started to prescribe opioids very aggressively beginning in the 90s, and as the prescriptions started going up, mm-hmm. addiction and overdose deaths went up right along with it.
Are these accidental, or are people sometimes just trying to end their life?
No, these suicides would be coded differently. These are accidental overdose deaths.
Now, how does that happen? But how do you accidentally overdose on opioids?
Most of the deaths are occurring in people who became addicted to opioids, mm-hmm. and some became addicted through medical use, some became addicted through recreational use.
So what are they? Are they taking five pills instead of one or two, or how are they doing this?
In some cases, it's taking more than that were prescribed, which is not uncommon when people are addicted. Mm-hmm. But in some cases, you have patients being prescribed very high doses, and the pills are made with so much opioid in them that a patient who forgets that they took their pill before going to bed and takes just one extra pill may not wake up in the morning because these medicines are so dangerous.
Incredible. I'm talking to Dr. Andrew Kolodny, Director of Physicians for Responsible Opioid Prescribing. So these new rules announced today by the CDC, how significant are they?
Very significant. Paired with a New England Journal of Medicine article that came out from the CDC today with those guidelines, I would say the two together are a game changer.
What are the basics, though? What are they telling doctors here?
The CDC is communicating to the medical community, and I think this is the first time we're getting this message so clearly, that prescribing opioids long-term, drugs like hydrocodone and oxycodone, prescribing them long-term every day for these common conditions like low back pain or chronic headache, that this practice is inappropriate, that the risks of the treatment outweigh the benefits, and that we're harming many pain patients and fueling an epidemic of addiction.
So what does the CDC say should be done?
Chronic pain could be caused by different causes. So mm-hmm. some people, the answer to their chronic pain might be an exercise program or weight loss. Some people, it might be physical therapy. For others, it might be pain medicines that are not opioids. For example, over-the-counter pain medicines like Advil or Tylenol.
A lot of patients have probably tried those before they even came to the doctor, no?
Not necessarily, no. In fact, you have in many cases doctors reaching first for opioids. Think about wisdom teeth in teenagers. Dentists are routinely giving opioids, hydrocodone, Vicodin, out to teenagers when Advil would work just as well, if not better. And one of the things the CDC is trying to communicate, and they did this in the New England Journal paper, they wrote that opioids are, quote, no less addictive than heroin. They're really trying to get across to the medical community and to the public that opioid pain medicines are essentially heroin pills, which doesn't mean we shouldn't ever use them. It means we have to be very careful with them.
Okay, as in what? In what situations should opioids be used?
Opioids are very important medicines for easing suffering at the end of life, for example, from cancer pain. They play an important role when used on a short-term basis for a couple of days, for example, after major surgery. And there are some patients who have chronic pain conditions that are able to use an opioid effectively if they're taking a low dose on an intermittent basis, meaning on really bad days.
That sounds like a slippery slope, though, what you just described.
It is a slippery slope, but unfortunately, the way they're being frequently prescribed is patients are put on extended-release opioids where you're taking them around the clock every single day. Mm-hmm. And in just a few days, the patient becomes tolerant, meaning they'll need higher doses.
In those cases, the doctor must be aware they're addicted, and I'm guessing the patient is too, right?
Unfortunately not. The reason the prescribing exploded starting in the 1990s is the medical community was responding to a brilliant marketing campaign that minimized the risk of addiction, exaggerated the benefits, and so we changed what we were doing. So many prescribers don't recognize that the pills themselves can cause addiction. They understand that they think that there are people out there who are so-called drug abusers that want to get their hands on these medicines to abuse them, but they don't realize that the pills cause addiction.
Well, one last thing, Dr. Kolodny. So these are CDC rules. What does that really mean? Do doctors have to follow them?
No, the CDC doesn't regulate what doctors do. State governments can regulate doctors. But the CDC is held in very high regard by doctors, by health departments, by hospitals. And because of that, when they issue recommendations, the recommendations are taken very seriously.
As in what? You think we'll see doctors, after reading this tomorrow, saying, you know what, I'm not prescribing this again?
Well, you know, we have 10 to 12 million Americans who have been put on long-term opioids, many of whom may never be able to come off, and we don't want their doctors to just cut them off. You would see a lot more heroin use if that were to happen. So we need a compassionate response for the millions of people who are stuck on these medicines already. But what the CDC is saying is that this practice, which is so widespread, that drug companies are now making medicines for the side effects of constipation, which was advertised during the Super Bowl. There's so many Americans on this treatment.
In fact, I remember seeing that ad. Unfortunately, we are out of time, but Dr. Kolodny, thanks so much. It's Dr. Kolodny, Director of Physicians for Responsible Opioid Prescribing. Dr. Kolodny, thanks.